Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the Mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams. You're listening to the Manifesting Miracles podcast. By tuning in today, you're dialing into your frequency of abundance. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, your manifestation master and guide. Ever since 2016, I've been obsessively dedicating my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. You see, you are truly more powerful than you can even imagine and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. I'm going to teach you how to attract a life beyond your wildest dreams using your own divine power. So let's get started manifesting your miracles right now. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time for you to align with your highest and your very best self. My name, well, it's Michelle Juanita Lamont, and I'm a manifestation coach. I'm a manifestation master, author, speaker, and award-winning podcast host. So I am so absolutely proud of you for tuning in over and over and over again to Manifesting Miracles, because in this podcast, we truly do start to understand how we manifest our miracles. And if this is your first time tuning in, don't worry about a single thing, baby, because I'm going to get you all lined up so you are the most powerful, the highest version, the luckiest version of yourself that you have ever, ever known, because we came to Earth, the teaching planet, to elevate our energy, to allow ourselves to become the highest version of ourselves and to not toil in misery and in sadness. And yet we're brought up in a system and in a reality that teaches us that we're not enough. We're not good enough. We're not smart enough. We're not faithful enough. We're not rich enough. We're not, you can name all the enoughs that we're not. But recently, a very popular term has gone viral, not only on TikTok, but on major social medias and major media outlets. Everything from USA Today to Essence to even, I think I saw something on Sports Illustrated about this next thing that I am going to get you all the way schooled up on, Lucky Girl Syndrome. Lucky Girl Syndrome is something that has been around for a long time, and Gen Zs have made it kind of explode with the way that they're doing it. But I'm going to go into a couple of practices and ways that you can become the luckiest version of yourself by understanding why and how it works. So if this is your first time tuning in to the podcast known as Manifesting Miracles with me, Michelle J. Lamont, I'm about to prepare you, set you up, and let you win, baby, because it's time for you to see how powerful and divine your life is. I don't want you to sit here and create a reality in which you are on the struggle bus of your life forever. I want you to create a reality in which you are the highest version of you. Now, let's start back in the beginning. Recently, I've been interviewed on quite a number of different media outlets, from podcasts to digital platforms to 5 or 6 TV stations around the country, asking for me to explain lucky girl syndrome. So if you've been looking for an expert on lucky girl syndrome, well, you have found it, and I am she. And so I want to congratulate you, because you are already a vibrational match to abundance, because the universe directed you right towards the perfect place, situation, and time. And let me explain something else to you. So the way that we manifest is that you take something that is a thought, and then that thought becomes a frequency, and then that frequency becomes a vibration, and then you run smack dab right into it. And it feels as if you've crossed something over. It feels as if you've changed something about your life, and all of a sudden, portals are opening up, and opportunities are opening up, and situations are changing. And another thing that will start happening when you start becoming a vibrational change: you couldn't have found this podcast if you weren't a frequency match to manifesting things into your reality, all right? There's no way that the universe is going to send you here unless it's ready for you to take that next step and to level up and to level up and to break those barriers and to release everything about fear, about lack, about insecurity. So let's start off this podcast by repeating a simple phrase: I am worthy. Again, I am worthy. One more time: I am worthy. Now, I want you to call in some beautiful white light energy. Bring it all the way in through your chakra system. I want you to really vibrate in this frequency. And let's try it one more time. I am worthy. I love this. Okay, you're doing a great job. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. And you already are a vibrational match to the things that you want to call into your reality, because you're a vibrational match to manifesting the very best podcast on the internet to help you manifest your miracles. And those miracles include becoming the luckiest version of you that you have ever known. One of the hardest things, and one of the things that I think is really game-changing, is when you understand a simple concept. It's not simple if you can't understand it. But I'm going to say something to you, and I want you to think about how this resonates with you. What do you think when I say this, and do you agree? A lot of people say they don't feel like they're worthy of something. And I hear other people saying they go to the opposite side of their creative energy, and they say, well, I know I could manifest it, but I don't want all that success. On both sides of the coin, it all equals one thing to one thing. And that one thing is, and I'm going to say it, the biggest addiction that you have to overcome, it's being addicted to your history. It seems like, what are you talking about, Michelle? Every single day, you are creating in a vibrational universe that is attached to the history of when you were not the luckiest person in the universe. Maybe somebody has commented on the way that you look. Maybe it's your education. Maybe it's your family background. Maybe it's your accent. Maybe it's the way that you dress. the color of your skin, your sexual orientation. So this history, when that thing happened, where the universe was trying to show you that you're not what people say, you're what you say, got stuck. It got stuck. And so all of a sudden, you now believe that you are a complete vibrational match to this chaos. So in my reality, when my mother died when I was 10, and my dad decided to keep my brothers and give me away, I grew up at a children's orphanage in Waco, Texas, Waco Children's Methodist Home, while my biological father raised my brothers and my youngest sister. And in that moment, my little brain, my little 10-year-old brain, couldn't compute that I was no longer daddy's girl. And I computed that I was worthless. I didn't have, I wasn't worthy of being loved. I didn't have what it took to be loved. And if somebody loved me, eventually they were going to leave me. So when I got into my very first relationship, which was my marriage, I was at a vibrational match to somebody who would play upon my biggest fears, play upon the fact that I saw myself as worthless, say, play upon the fact that I saw myself as one day you'll leave too. So I start to create our relationship with that other person as well as with myself in the dimension, the energy, the frequency, and the vibration that I'll never be enough. And so no matter what our history is, if you're addicted to that part of your personality, meaning that's the version of you that you show everybody, that you connect with and you communicate with. So every part of you believes and knows that you are not the luckiest person in the universe, that you're probably unlucky, that people don't really think you're the greatest, that everything isn't working out for you. And so now, and I'm going to explain the science in just a second, but I just want to take you through this journey so you can understand this. Now, for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, however old you are, 70 years, you've been operating out of a program that was supposed to be a lesson, not a personality trait. One of the things that I used to hear all the time when I was a publicist was that I was not going to get like the client wasn't going to get the cover of the magazine, or they weren't going to get that whatever TV segment or award. In my mind, I thought, of course you're going to get it. Of course you're going to get it. Of course you're going to get it, because I believed in everybody else, but not for myself. And so I worked out of a history that said, I can get this. I'm a winner. I'm successful. Because in business, I was always very, very, very successful, but I was never happy. So I built a life around this ideology. And one of the things that I would hear, oh, she's really, really good at her job, but she is so angry. And she can chop your head off and bite your head off in 2 seconds. So you better watch out. So operating out of that and people making excuses for me, oh, she was an orphan and she was sexually abused and she's had all these miscarriages and her husband's terrible. People would make excuses for me accepting this lower vibration of myself, but she's very, like they would always say, 10 out of 10, I highly recommend the results. Do I like her as a person? Not really. Well, guess what? I didn't like me as a person either. I hated me as a person. So when you're every day, you're saying like, yeah, I'm good at one specific thing, but that's it. You create this as your personality instead of being a phase or a situation or an energy transfer where the universe said, no, snap out of it. Michelle, you're the biggest, the best version of yourself. You can do anything. I believe that I could only hustle and grind and force and shove and make people with my dominant masculine energy become the version that I needed them to be to get what I wanted. Now, was that manifesting? 100%. We've been manifesting since the day we were born. In fact, our very first manifestation was incarnating into this meat sack called the body that we're pretending in our avatar reality to be creating in. But a lot of us, we were educated in a system that taught you to be a worker. You're consumed by celebrities, and so you feel you're not enough. You don't have it. Like, even if you love your, like my very first car went in first, third, and reverse. The sunroof didn't really close, so sometimes I used to use trash bags and tape up my sunroof, okay? So if I'm living in that reality, and that car makes me feel good because now I'm not walking, now I'm not taking the bus, I'm not driving my bike to school or to work. And then I go on social media and I see somebody who's at that time a sophomore in college, and their parents gave them this wonderful car. I'm going to believe that I was born in the wrong family, that I'm going to have to earn a lot of money to get that car. And so that's how I operated. My operating system was part of my personality. I wasn't born like that. And you shouldn't let people make excuses for you, because then they're stopping you from creating the highest version of yourself. So I want you to do a reality check and perhaps ask people that you really trust and love to be honest with you about the lowest vibration that you emanate. So if I was to ask somebody at that time, they would say, well, you're never very nice. And it doesn't seem like you're having a lot of fun. It seems like you just love winning. And that would have been true. And I would have done anything to win, because in my mind, I was worthless. My mother dies. My dad gives me away like trash. And then he keeps my brothers. But that was supposed to help me see that I can be independent and free and happy, because I'm in that season, in that version, in that energy of my life. So fast forward, go to episode 2. If you haven't heard that story, we're not going to get into it. After I tried to unalive myself in 2016, my life completely changed. And so I started to go into the metaphysical route, hoping and praying that this would be false. So that way I could go back to old Michelle, who has to work really hard, who has to grind it out. She has to be at every networking event. She has to be at every connection. She's completely immersed in the ideology of your network is your net worth thinking. And I was the biggest proponent of this ideology, because I believe that my connections, my status, my whatever was who I was. But the truth was, is that I was a soft, gentle, beautiful, kind, loving, worthy individual. And so are you. And whatever mask you're currently wearing, it is a false reality, and it is not who you really, truly are. Really and truly, you are a divine being that was created out of divine love from the creator above, or wherever you believe creator is. And that version of you came here to learn some lessons. My next live group course is now open for enrollment. So hey, listen, it's called Into the Mystic. It's a powerful 4-week course that teaches you everything. I mean, everything you need to know about manifesting your unlimited abundance. I want you to join me and meet your new tribe of connected, spiritual and dynamic souls from around the world who are also stepping into their level up season. Now listen, this is the best part. There are only 20 seats. So if you have any doubts, I have answers. Right there in my show notes, just click over. I offer a free call about any of the things that I offer. So let's get out of the doubt and into you changing and revolutionizing your life with Into the Mystic. Now, let's get into the lucky girl syndrome part of this, so we can really jump into that vibration and allow you to feel, be, and operate in a system that creates some of the most beautiful things for your life. Since I've indoctrinated this into my life, manifesting, and now this cute trend, lucky girl syndrome, I have manifested unbelievable things. TEDx spot, a one-on-one with Oprah. I live in a house on the water with dolphins in my backyard. I drive my dream car. But most importantly, I'm happy. I'm truly happy for the first time in my life. I don't care about meeting somebody. And my mentality was, oh, I have to get married. I have to get married. Now I'm like, I don't care. I know everything's always working out for me. So how did I get from trying to unalive myself to becoming one of the luckiest girls in the universe, to teaching it, to being interviewed by media outlets, digital outlets, podcasts, to recording a podcast? And yes, I have created a digital course that you can take right now. And I want you to go into the show notes, click that link, and take my course because it will change your life. But that said, let's get into how we operate as the luckiest people in the universe. So the first thing that I'm going to say is that I want you to work very hard on being unaddicted to your history. Every time you start to talk about something that hurt you or that put you in that place, I want you to go and find some shadow work. You can find this anywhere on the internet. And I'm going to do a whole podcast on shadow work in this next four podcasts at a time. So in this four podcast new run, you are going to see a podcast on shadow work. But more importantly, I want you to start putting your energy and your focus on the future. If you're continually addicted to your history, you cannot use the energy to create a future. It's all sucked in to that incubator called hurt, pain, suffering, fear, insecurity, doubt. But you're a high vibrational being, worthy of love, worthy of success, worthy of joy, worthy of happiness. And I want to show you exactly how to get it. I love you. Do you hear me? You are worthy of the love in this world and in this cosmic universe. You weren't created to suffer. You were created out of love to become a love light being. And I don't care how angry you are right now, and I don't care what the universe has shown you so far. That was just a delusion. That was a part of your reality, and we're about to change it. So let's talk about the neuroscience of this, because you know me, I'm a science dork. I love learning things that help us understand the mindset better. So if you're in the medical field in any way, you're going to understand this part a little bit easier. But if you're not, you're still going to get it. There's a part of our brain called the reticular activation system, or RAS for short, R-A-S. And that RAS system, it's continuously processing and filtering out millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of ideas every single minute. And as it's processing and filtering out, it is going on the energy of what you're thinking about, all right? And we know what we think about, we bring about. So if you wake up and you're like, oh, I'm going to be late from work, I'm going to be late, you're going to be late. So the RAS center is looking for you to activate it. It wants to know what to do. Well, old Michelle, wake up, how many appointments do I have today? How many clients do I have to see? Where do I have to drive to? What idiot do I have to talk to? What employee has done this? What family member has messed up my life? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the reason was because my entire life, I was working on the premise that I was not worthy and that I wasn't enough. And so I had to do everything to become that, whether it was to my husband who would, we're not going to get into that, or to my clients or to my friends. No matter who it was, I presented as worthy and then worthless, and then they presented that back. So they would take advantage of me, my connections, my heart, they break my heart over and over again. And I would kind of expected it because I was like, yeah, I'm not worthy of a real friendship. Yeah, I'm not worthy of a successful marriage. Yeah, I'm not worthy of being happy with my body. I'm not worthy of any of these things. So instead of feeling like the luckiest person in the universe, instead of feeling like the highest version of myself, instead of feeling like a money magnet, instead of feeling like everything was working out for me, I had programmed that RAS, the RAS center in my brain, to operate as if the world was always crashing. The other shoe was consistently going to drop. So the first 1 to 2 minutes of your day, you're going to say mantras or affirmations that are true for you, the future highest version of you. Because right now you're on a magnetic pool and the magnet is you, all right? So we know in manifesting that what you think about, you bring about, and you're the magnet of all the things that you want. So if your RAS center is activated right when you wake up, meaning the computer, because your brain is a computer and your heart is the program, there's 44,000 neurons in our heart, and there's, you know, I think half of that in our brain. So the brain is basically just the computer. And so as the computer turns on and the magnet pool of the universe, the metaphysical of the universe, and you're in the middle, if your history says, I'm worthless, I'm worthless, I'm worthless, I'm worthless, all day long, the RAS part of your brain, the reticular activation system, the reticular activation system is processing all the ways to confirm what you just said. I'm going to be late. Today's a terrible day. Nobody's going to hire me. Nobody's going to buy my product. My business is failing. I hate my job. My husband's cheating on me. My girlfriend's cheating on me. My wife is cheating on me. Whatever it is, you are consistently saying it all day long. So if you were to say green apple, right? Like I said earlier, your brain and your energy, frequency, and the vibration is trying to find the green apple, the green apple, the green apple. Same thing in this process. So as you activate, boom, and the computer turns on, yes, what are we going to say? I'm going to give you a couple of affirmations that work really, really well that I want you to do. Now, in my course, I teach you how to make your own, which really turns that dial into you. So first, let's just start with the trending one. I'm the luckiest girl in the universe. Let's say it together. And you can just use your pronoun there. I'm just saying it because that's how I identify. I'm the luckiest girl in the universe. Great job. All right, now let's go to number two. I am in my highest timeline. I am in my highest timeline. Okay, good, good, good. Now, let's talk about money, all right? So I think we would say, I am a money magnet. I am a money magnet. I am a money magnet. All right, good job. Changing that frequency just between me and you. Now let's get to the next one. I call in my cosmic currency. I call in my cosmic currency. Let's try them all together. I'm the luckiest girl in the universe. I'm in my highest timeline. I am a money magnet. I call in my cosmic currency. Now, of course, if you are a longtime listener, you know how I always end the show, or not always, but I try to as often as possible, with the phrase, the affirmation, everything is always working out for me. Again, everything is always working out for me. Again, everything is always working out for me. Again, everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Now, that RAS center can be rewired if you're repeating and reaffirming these all day long. So put it on your phone, make it a little sticky and put it in your car, write it on your mirror. But make sure that you are reconnecting to the vibration and your brain will start to rewire itself to believe this new philosophy for you. It only counts if you believe it, right? So one of the reasons that secondhand knowledge and lie detector tests are not accepted is because if you believe the lie, you will understand it and you'll think it's the truth. Our brain can't process bad thoughts, bad information. It doesn't have a feeling about it. Our heart has a feeling about it. But our mind, it's just a computer. So if you start to reprogram the computer, well, garbage in, garbage out. When I was in sixth grade, I was in a school play or whatever they called it back then. I don't know. It was like a little program. I was in a program. And our song was about computers. And it was like, garbage in, garbage out, garbage in, garbage out. It always stuck with me. So this is the same thing. Your brain is a computer, and science proves this to be true on every single level. So we're cellular beings with a cell that is 99.9% energy empty. And so we're emanating that energy frequency, and then the vibration shows up to match. So if you're reaffirming all day long, I'm the luckiest girl in the universe. I am in my highest timeline. I'm a money magnet. And you believe this and you repeat this. All of a sudden, you start making those money moves. You start moving in the direction and the reality of those affirmations because your brain, it only wants to do what it's told. It's not over here arguing with you like, no, you're not. You're lying. You're not going to see the green apple. You're not going to have money. You're not going to be successful. It's just listening to what we're saying. And so those thoughts then become personality traits. And people start making excuses for you and telling you things and letting you live in a lower vibrational state because it's a lot easier than arguing with you or talking to you. So I would highly recommend that you ask this of somebody so you can release this very toxic history that you've learned over and over and over again that you weren't enough, that you're not good enough, that nothing is working out for you, and that you flip the script on your life and that you start to tell the universe a whole new vibrational dimension that you are the luckiest person in the universe, and that everything is always working out for you. All right. So I think that's a very, very, very good time to stop. And I want to remind you that I offer one-on-one coaching. I have a program called 6 Weeks to Success. And if you want to really change your life, go and read the reviews of the people who have taken this. There's hundreds and hundreds who have come in and started working with me who would now would have paid 5 times because of the bonuses and the changes. And they knew what to do after they left the job that they hated and they're walking into their highest timeline. And then once they're a little bit higher, I teach them those inside secrets to manifest like a master. So I want to teach this to you, and I want you to sign up for coaching or a live group course, but if not, at least one of my digital options that you can take anytime and you can do any place in any country and any timeline, no matter. There's like 64 different countries that are listening to my podcast at any point in time. So listen to me with the sound of my voice. You are worthy. You are so worthy. And I want you to change the way that your brain is telling you so that you can use the metaphysical attributes to manifest your miracles and truly become the luckiest girl in the universe, person, however you identify, and transmute that history into the magic that is you. Magic only exists for those who seek it. So let's seek it together, my love. All right, producers, I'm about to close out. So let's say it all together. Everything is always working out for me. And then the word everything 3 times. 3, 2, 1. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything, everything, everything. And it is. And I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Mm-hmm. Besos, besos, besos. Para mi amorcitos. I love you. And I will see you on YouTube or in my live group course or in our one-on-one Zoom session very soon. Mwah. Thanks for listening to this episode of Manifesting Miracles. Now it's time for you to take action. I invite you to hang out with me just a little bit more by signing up for my newsletter. You'll get instant exclusive access to the practices that will chart your own path to abundance. And yes, spark that highest version of you. Head to the show notes right now so you don't miss a thing. Now listen, I fucking believe in you. And it's now time for you to win, win, win. Yeah. Yes, yes.